Most of the Midwest is going to continue to see a well-balanced diet of weather over this next full week to 10 days. I see no serious changes taking place in the pattern that's going to raise the potential for problems across the region. We are going to continue to see frequent occurrences of showers and thunderstorms occurring across the region as we move forward through this period of time. It will be intermixed with periods of sunshine, and temperatures will be mostly in a seasonable range after a couple more cooler biased days across the region. We would expect to see some of the precipitation to occur locally heavily across parts of the region. I don't think that'll happen very often, but we will see it periodically. And it looks like in the last 24 hours, the most significant rains have been up in northern portions of Minnesota, where they picked up on some 1 to 3 inch amounts, with Dena picking up more than 4 inches. And it looks like in the lower parts of the Midwest, we saw some scattered showers occur yesterday across portions of Ohio and Kentucky and Indiana, even Michigan. The precipitation was quite varied across those regions, and then last night we saw new rain come into parts of Kansas and Missouri. The rest of the region was relatively dry yesterday and favorable for some field progress. Temperatures were rather cool, though, across parts of the region, with a lot of 70s still being reported in many locations, even a few upper 60s occurring across portions of Illinois into eastern portions of Wisconsin. But in contrast to that, we did see some lower 80s work their way up into southern Minnesota and western Wisconsin and back to Kansas. Well, today's temperatures are going to still be somewhat milder than usual. 70s will be fairly common across the heart of the Midwest. We'll look for the temperatures to stay in the 70s tomorrow, and then we should start to warm up a little bit, and we'll start seeing readings more often in the middle 70s through the lower middle 80s as we move through the weekend and on into next week. The warmest weather is probably going to occur in the second half of next week and into the second weekend of the two-week outlook, when we'll start seeing more common 80-degree readings across the region, perhaps even some lower 90s in the southwestern parts of the region. Well, the warm-up that occurs later next week, it will come with less rainfall as well, and that change towards drier and warmer conditions will be absolutely perfect for the western Corn Belt, where all the rains have been rather significant here recently. Some areas are actually a little bit too wet right now and could use a little bit of drying bias, and certainly the weather outlook for next week brings just that at the right time, and crops will respond quite favorably. Before we get to that point in time, we do have more shower and thunderstorm activity slated to move across portions of the Midwest. The precipitation will be highly varied. It does look as though there'll be some locally strong thunderstorms occurring later today across parts of Missouri. We'll also see a few strong thunderstorms coming up a little bit later in the weekend. It looks like the day tomorrow will probably be one of the drier days across the Midwest. And as we move on into the period from Saturday into Sunday, there'll be a new frontal system coming into the western Corn Belt, and some locally heavy rainfall will be possible in portions of Iowa, Missouri, maybe even Kansas, and part of northwestern Illinois. The rainfall that comes with that frontal system could run anywhere from a half inch to an inch and a half with some greater amounts. The system will likely weaken somewhat as it moves through the eastern Midwest, but there will still be some locally strong thunderstorms Sunday into Monday in parts of that region as well. So the bottom line, like I said, is still quite favorable. There is still some concern out there about hard red winter wheat country getting a little bit too much rainfall. We do have another round or two of precipitation slated between now and the first part of next week, and the harvest will likely be delayed in the southern plains for a little while longer, and the worry over the quality of the crop will also continue. But we do see better conditions coming up next week as we get a little bit of a ridge of high pressure to build in at the end of the week and moving on into that second weekend of the two-week outlook. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.